Yes, it's time to come gather round. Big things are walk, come gather round. Annihilate the boat, come gather round. Big things, better things. Tra-la-la-la-la, 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 tra-la-la-la-la. I'm the annihilator, and I want you to know about it.
Simply with it. Yeah. rebel youths were legit. Put the thing on the market, legit.
But mine never like it. Them never want me reach nowhere.
Oh, me a chop it. Them just can't stop it if we make a big tune. So me link with busy put two new pon the YouTube. Me a put on some works. And when me shirt full of dirt. Oh.
Blessings are flow my way. Blessings are flow my way. But mine never like it. Oh no, they never like it. Blessings are flow my way. Blessings are flow my way. But mine never like it. Oh no, they never like it. Blessings are flow my way. Blessings are flow my way. But mine never like it.
Up on top. Judge and guide us. Your blessings are flow up. We never stop. Hey. We just arise up. Peace. We make the good vibes show up. Alright, we have to give thanks every day. We giving praise. Don't watch part nine and not the ways. Them no face me. No mistakes. When we touch wood, we no lazy. We do the works. What that we grow, them a pay we. We coulda never sell we soul. We no crazy. Future well clear and bright. It no hazy. Turn up the music. Light up a big split. Fire we blaze it.
Blessings are flow my way. Blessings are flow my way, but mine never like it. Oh no, they never like it. Blessings are flow my way. Blessings are flow my way, but mine never like it. Oh no, they never like it. Blessings are flow my way. Blessings are flow my way, but mine never like it.
To the top higher, blessings can't expire. Lessons. Chant a prayer. Wash me looks down a river. Hey. I know me no know why them a hate me, crush me. Me do the right thing, Jah bless me.
Yeah.
We are the roots, reaping the fruits. Some boys are full of lies, but Jah know the truth. When we touch the road, it's the arena making. Travel the world, we live like real king. From the day me born, we just work hard and we make it.
Blessings are flow my way. Blessings are flow my way. But mine never like it. Oh no, they never like it. Blessings are flow my way. Blessings are flow my way. But mine never like it. Oh no, they never like it. Blessings are flow my way. Blessings are flow my way. But mine never like it.
Commit sin.
bass, the bass, the bass, bass, and the treble, treble. I've no time to be angry. I'm feeling like a rebel, rebel, rebel. Boy, I'm feeling like a rebel because I want to rebel. Fire. Hey, hey, watch this. We had our prophets. Spoken out all the things they would say. Peace of mind would be one of them. They would teach us to be true. They would have passed the knowledge down on to the little youths. I'm feeling like a rebel.
The long range forecast today, Wednesday the 18th of May, sunny 17 degrees on Thursday, light rain 21 degrees, Friday, a mix of sun and clouds 27 degrees, Saturday, chance of a shower 28 degrees, Sunday, a few showers 17 degrees, and Monday, mainly sunny 14 degrees. Continuing with Jamaican facts. In celebration of Jamaica's 60th anniversary of independence since 1962 this year, despite being predominantly Christian, Jamaica's Jewish residents are among the oldest on the island. The family is of the utmost importance and includes a close-knit web of aunts, uncles, cousins, and grandparents. The Honorable Louise Bennett Cloverly, Miss Lou, is often thought of as Jamaica's cultural hero, as she played a large role in the promotion of patois as a legitimate and celebrated means of communication. In 1997, Jamaica made history by becoming the first English-speaking Caribbean country to qualify for the World Cup. Jamaica's national motto, "Out of many one people," was made official in 1962. The musical selection this morning includes Melo G, Zahira and the Rising Buffalo Tribe, Yabuno, Jalex and Busy Signal, Cairo McLean, 13 years of age. Cairo McLean recently received the 2022 Reggae Award and is the youngest winner of a Juno Award. We have Juliet Nelson, Ras Parky, Althea Hewitt, Shaggy, Brother John, and compilation 1960 Jamaican Oldies Early Ska Shuffle.
Hey Jakarta, you remember back in the days? Party never done until the people said so, my friend. What up?
I tell the music is so nice. Dance are full of people. Dance done. Music are going on a beer fun.
The miss when I step in the club and I dip in the groove and I groove and I groove and I groove. And they don't know just what the miss when I step in the club and I dip in the groove and I groove and I groove and I groove.
Woman come a dance, one for your dance. Man them stiff a right post in a dance. Woman come a dance, one for your dance. See a fat girl there, go and go dance. Woman come a dance, one for your dance. Man them stiff a right post in a dance. Woman come a dance, one for your dance. See a slim girl there, and talk to dance.
I know what they're missing when I step in the club and I dip and I go. Step in the club and then dip and then groove and then groove and then groove.
Dance out, you know. Man, I dance. dance with woman no more. Be a muggling up on the dancer floor. All them a muggling and the designer clothes. The whole of them a look and them a keep on pose. Be a muggling in on the dancer floor. They no wanna crush them designer clothes. Go and go dance, see a slim girl there. Go and go dance.
They don't know just what they miss when they step in the club and they dip in the groove and they groove and they groove and they groove. And they don't know just what they miss when they step in the club.
Move.
And they dip in the groove and they groove and they groove and they groove.
Woman come a dance, one fee advance. Man them stiffer like pose in a dance. Woman come a dance, one fee advance. Man them stiffer like pose in a dance. See a fat girl there, go and go dance. Woman come a dance, one fee advance. Man them stiffer like pose in a dance. Dance, 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 dance.
She's never been that clever. Everyone is looking over. Wanna talk to her, they wanna hang so far away.
Hot, she hot.
She's by dancing partner. Rhyme away back with. She's always searching for me. And when they dance, the man, she always find me.
Dead, dead. Woman come and dance, one fee advance. Man, them stiffer like pose in a dance. Woman come and dance, one fee advance. See a fat girl, one go dance. Woman come and dance, one fee advance. Man, them stiffer like pose in a dance. See a slim girl, one
go
dance.
One go dance. I love the way she move it, and she groove it, and the dancing floor.
What a girl.
Everyone is watching her, she do it more and more. And
Jamo.
She don't give a damn. She doesn't matter, none at all.
Free
up. But the music keep on rocking, moving in the
what
room.
A girl, sweet.
There she dance away.
The yeah, yeah, amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, she dance away.
What a girl can dance, dance. Woman come and dance, one fee advance. Man them stiff red like four fee a dance. Woman come and dance, one fee advance. Man them stiff red like four fee a dance.
How do you feel when you step in the club? And I dip in the groove, the groove, and I groove, and I groove. How do you feel when I step in the club? And I dip in the groove, 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 and I dip in the groove.
Nice, you're nice. Woman come and dance, one fee advance. Man, them stiffer like post in a dance. Woman come and dance, one fee advance. See a fat girl, see a fat girl, see a fat girl,
yeah.
See a
party,
fat girl.
Having a good time, keep it real, huh? Loving the party.
Where did the idea for this project come from?
Okay, I think maybe...
You should tell that story.
I was about to start
okay,
and
right,
interrupt
cool.
a bit,
right.
as usual.
Okay.
So about 3 years...
I just want to make sure that you said it correctly, though.
Can I start now?
Okay, you can. Yeah.
Oh, sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down. One thing for sure is the world keeps spinning around. But you should know the life's to live in. And life could be so very unforgiving. But you don't say alive. Live it. Are you me?
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. As funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. Cause this final world keeps spinning around. Been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life. tell you, I can't deny. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy. If I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'll jump right on that big bird and then I'll fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down, over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. I can't deny. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart just won't buy. But if there's nothing shaking come this July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball.
No, you're actually American. You're that Englishman in New York, and New York is taking over, all right?
Really?
Yeah. You don't even sound like an Englishman. You sound like an American school teacher.
It's the end of a beautiful friendship, right?
Blessed love, crowd of people, and blessed love, Don Specialist. This is Kaya Kindu on the Full Circle Show. CKUT 90.3 FM, yo. Hope you all enjoy my selections this morning. Aight.
Turn my loose
These are Definitely was the king of reggae.
He's the one who teach us everything that we know.
Bob, he influenced everyone.
I and I now have words to really talk about Bob Marley for the good that he have done, whether here in Jamaica or anywhere in the world.
Robert Nesta Marley was born on February the 6th, 1947, in Nine Miles, Jamaica, to Sadella Malcolm and Norval Marley.
But the goodness of Jaja endured forever.
At the age of five, Bob moved with his mother to Kingston, where Sadella thought that they would have a greater chance of improving their lives. They lived with the Livingston family, and it was here that Bob and his newfound friend Bunny Livingston were able to experiment with music, songs, and rhythms. Music allowed Bob and Bunny the opportunity of escaping the poverty and violence of Kingston, and through his deep understanding of the people who surrounded him, Bob found he was soon able to articulate their fears and worries through song. Bob's songs were parables, messages of faith and warning.
If you want a big tree, let me tell you that we are the small axe, sharp and ready. Ready to cut you down.
Very sharp.
To cut you down.
Bob often sang the praises of Rastafarian religious beliefs. But more often than this, through his words and music, he was able to make people aware of the ills, joys, and dreams of humanity, be they black, brown, yellow, or white. Bob considered that mankind were all brothers.
Of my master, telling me that no weak heart shall prosper, and whosoever diggeth a pit shall fall in it.
This is the house the father were living. The father were living here. So why is living here in court the woman down there?
Did Bob ever know Captain Marley later?
I couldn't say whether he had known his leader, yes or no.
And what sort of man was his father?
He was an Englishman, a white man. His work were doing field work in the mountain as a supervisor for the ex-soldier, for the Crown land, for the land inside the wood.
Was he well liked here? Did the people like him?
Oh, yes. He was well liked here. He was beloved of all.
That's Bob's house, right? Bob's used to be living over there. Long time now, about 16, 17 years old.
Is that where he lived before he went to Kingston?
Yeah, he was born there, born down the bottom, and he was living up here for a while.
Bob would eat out of the calabash and so forth. He would not eat out of any other plate or utensils. And he was living on a single bed inside this room here.
But you see, Bob was very different from most of the musicians that were in town. You see, Bob had a part of the country in his life already, which in most of the musicians in the town, they haven't been to country. They don't know what is about country. They don't know about time. They don't know about nature and all these things. That is what Bob really had over most of these musicians.
I and I now have words to really talk about Bob Marley for the good that he have done, whether here in Jamaica or anywhere in the world. Can't find words to say of that man good that he have done. It's the Almighty you have to address the world on that topic. I cannot do, sir. Please. Blessed love.
This is what inspired Bob Marley in Trenchtown, like even the life of the people around here right now. The way they live is music, even the walking is music and everything what you see going on.
Did you find it strange that he made Trenchtown a word that's, or an area that's now well known even in London, in America, or
No, we don't find it strange.
No, if you know Bob, you don't know anything Bob, you know, Bob would look Bob strange. Bob is a special man, you know, so anything Bob don't even look strange.
Bob was a part of Trenchtown. You understand? A real part of Trenchtown.
Really, the suffering of the people. Really,
yeah. He really gives one thing for us to really go out there and try something. You know?
To try something.
I think to Bob Marley showed that Trenchtown with respect from where it was, bringing it from a ghetto where they well be known as not very nice people. He showed it as a youth from the ghetto. Come on, Trenchtown wasn't so bad. Good things can come out of it too.
Yeah. So you're very proud of Marley.
Very, very proud.
Yeah, that's more of the right music line.
Seeing that he was a part of Trenchtown, you know.
When he leave Trenchtown, he came into Bull Bay then. Came into Bull Bay. He and Gabby introduced him to Bull Bay. That Gabby Dread. He's not around. He have a home around a place called Turner, just up on the hilltop.
And the scheme.
Then he have another one up the scheme. That way he was really resident. And Judy Mort also come along with him and have a house topside him. So you see Bob Marley, Judy Mort, and Bonnie Wailers, we all, you know, run up and down on the sand, you know, regularly. From there, you know, Jamaica, Little Dread, we live there. We congregate there first in the morning time, you know. We cook and we smoke and things. And,
My father is the strongest influence we have in music and in life, and he's the one who caused us to be on this way, on this path. He's the one who first shows this light, and then we search for it also and then find it to be true, and we on that path also. So he's major influence, you know. So when we found it possible now that we could have some money to buy equipment, we put it back in the same place where our father's studio was and renovated it, you know, because there's a very special vibes there and a good feeling.
Bob's childhood was not unique. However, his desire to sing and perform and to offer hope through song was. The answer was to record his music. As a result, he gave up his training to become a welder and formed his first band, the Rude Boys, who then became known as the Wailers. At the age of just 16, Bob fulfilled his lifelong dream and released his first single, Judge Not. He and Bunny soon joined forces with Peter Tosh, and the Wailers was formed, calling them the Wailers because, it is said, they were all born crying. Their first song, Simmer Down, was an instant number one in Jamaica. Early Wailers songs were based on the popular dance music style of ska. Over time, the Wailers slowed down the beat, preferring the slower, bass-heavy sound of reggae.
He's the one that opened the way for the rest. So, you know, I always think of Bob. Well, it's kind of hard to explain to one, you know. But, you know, spirit is spirit. And it's not something you can see or hold, you know, but you just feel. And then, you know, from my spiritual feelings, I can always feel him, because right now he's here.
In 1966, Bob and the other Wailers embraced the Rastafarian faith and began to grow their locks. Their songs deeply reflected the plight of the downtrodden people of Jamaica, trying to escape from the slums of their cities. Bob's cry of Exodus was a siren anthem to all the worlds downpressed to leave the wickedness of Babylon and make the march back to the holy land of Ethiopia. In 1966, Jamaica witnessed the arrival of Haile Selassie. Thus, Marcus Garvey's prophecy of a black king now seemed real in the eyes of all Jamaicans. Like many of his countrymen, Bob became convinced Selassie was Jesus Christ come again. After Selassie left, the Rastafarian influence spread rapidly. Bob and the Rasta elders prophesied that Jesus would come again, but in another name. He was convinced that the powers of the West were deceived by looking for the Redeemer in the name of Jesus.
In the early 70s, I went to live in Antigua, which is a Caribbean island. If you look at a map of the Caribbean islands, it's a man bending down, and Antigua is actually where the rear end is. After a couple of years of living there, I noticed on the radio, the local radio station, which was called ZDK, that they were playing music by somebody called Bob Marley and the Wailers, which was different to all the pop music I'd enjoyed in England. Some bright spark came along with a sweatband of the colours. Red, yellow, and green. Red apparently represented the blood, yellow represented the sun, and green represented the earth. And then the words Bob Marley and the Wailers were being mentioned along with the words Rastafarian, Rastafari. And that was my real introduction that Bob Marley was something quite special.
Sure sound good to me. I can't refuse it. What a be got to be. Feel like dancing. Dance cause we are free. I got my own in the promised land. I feel at home. Can you understand? Na 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 na. And though the road is rocky, it sure feels good to me. And if you're
father mean to me, just being a father, really, you know, and a teacher. But it's a teacher through actions more than words, you know what I mean? By growing up around him as a child, and, you know, children learn very easily by what they see, and especially by what their parents do, you know, so we learn a lot from our father just by looking at him and what was going on around him.
He set a good example then?
Yeah, very good example for believe in what you're doing, be strong in what you're doing, you know, and don't be intimidated or don't let nobody disrespect you, you know. Always keep your self-respect.
What of the musical side, though? When did you first become interested in his music? Was it when you were first born, or when did you start picking up the music?
Well, as far as I can remember, you know, I mean, from I was very, very young, music was always around us. Our father's music was always around us. So it's like it was just, like, inborn, really, you know, because, from as I said, from I was very young, it was always around, you know. So I think that it was picked up even subconsciously in our minds before we consciously realize, yes, this is our father music and this is what it's doing out there and things like that.
Living in Antigua for a few years, you start to soak up the local radio, the local artists. I had a friend called Richard Curry who can only be described as a white Syrian Jamaican. And he owned a great record company in Jamaica called Federal Records. And I went to see him and started work with two of his artists. One was called Pluto, who we later had a hit in England with that thing there. And Ernie Smith, who was also a Rastafarian. But Bob Marley and the Wailers was never mentioned till one night Ernie Smith said to me, "You're coming with me. You're going to come and see Bob." He picked me up. And we went there. I mean, it was like a hangar or a shed or a factory. It was about 2,000 people. It was hot, steaming, sultry, and the air was full of smoke. You were contact high within 10 minutes, no problem at all. But what was amazing to me was the fact I was the only white person in the whole place. And then Bob Marley came on. And for two and a half hours, he performed, flowed, did everything. And when you're in the music business, there are always what you can class as ultimate gigs, real landmark gigs, and this was one of them. It was a very, very, very special night. The next day when we were having lunch, Ernie was there and Richard Curry was there, and I said, "I saw Bob Marley last night. Fantastic." I said, "Is he available to sign?" Slowly, Richard looked up from his food and said, "He signed with that friend of yours, Blackwell."
In 1972, Chris Blackwell signed the Wailers to his Island label. The result, Catch a Fire, released in 1973, was a breakthrough album, triggering international recognition of the Wailers. For the first time, a reggae band had access to the best recording facilities. Before the Wailers signed to Island, it was considered that reggae sold only on singles and on cheap compilation albums.
I think it'll continue, honestly, forever, in a sense. I think that his music will be around forever. Mozart's still influencing people. That was 400 years ago.
Somebody at Island Records called me up and said, "Bob Marley and the Wailers are playing tonight. Do you want to come?" And I went, "Yeah, absolutely." And then I thought about it and I thought, no, I don't want to go. It's going to spoil the magic of that night. Because there are ultimate gigs, and when you're in, you know, you go to gigs and some are good, some are bad, but there are ones that are so special you never ever forget them. And I suppose in a way it's like eating your favourite box of chocolates. You've got to know when to stop. And I didn't want to go and see a different show, because that show in Jamaica that night in Kingston had been absolutely spectacular.
He was going to be a superstar, whatever. You know, he had that in him to go forth and tell the world, you know. He educated himself to educate others.
Well, I assess him as the third world superstar of the day in the field of entertainment. He was not just a Jamaican singer. He he was an international singer, because the message that he carried was the message of third world people all over the world. In doing so, of course, he helped to put Jamaican music on the map internationally.
Well, people believe that Bob was a prophet. I know Bob as a messenger. I won't stress his head about he's a prophet. I know that he's a messenger. His understanding was God owns everybody's conscience, you see. When a person is alone, they aren't alone. And that is what people have to answer for on the day of reckoning, you know. So I don't think he would be as quarter if he didn't have that understanding.
All his aim, his desire was in music, nothing else, you know, nothing else really that he was interested in. Beside, you know, music, that was his main thing. What I really know is reggae music. He might play other music or interested in other music, but this is the one that I really know. Because, you see, that's how he put the message out to the whole world, you know. So he put out his message in song, that everybody should come together as one, live as one, and, you know, nothing better than that. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. That's Bob aim and his desire, to see everybody live in peace and harmony in this world. Because that's what let the world go round, you know, love.
He's the one who teach us everything that we know, singing and playing and things like that, because as his children, we followed his footsteps, you know, as an artist. I mean, it's also an inborn conception too, because all of our family is musician. Our grandmother is a musician. You know, our uncle is musician. Our auntie is musician. All of the family is musician.
One particular song that stands out in my mind is a song called Small Axe.